Well, let's cross over to Indiana. Joining us via Skype is the editor of Culture Wars online magazine, E. Michael Jones. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. Now, this Geneva 2 conference was hyped up. There was a lot of there's a lot riding on this conference, so to speak. Why do you think they're not even being able to fix a date?
Because they don't know who the opposition is, another way of saying is they don't want to let the world know who the opposition is. Because I think what you're talking about here is not a group of Syrians who have a specific list of grievances that they could present and which could be negotiated, but rather you have an international group of basically hired guns, mercenaries at the top, acting according to a totally destructive and alien philosophy. And the foot soldiers are basically people recruited from the refugee camps who are given an AK-47, $100 a month, and a pack of cigarettes. Now, this is not a credible opposition, and that's, I think, the problem they're facing.
Well, speaking of which, then, if this conference is even held, who is going to attend it from the side of the quote-unquote opposition, and can any agreement be even enforced?
Well, the opposition was created by the United States, by Saudi Arabia, and by Qatar. So they are the people who are the puppeteers, and they will have to appoint the puppets to speak for them. But I think, how can this happen if one of the first things that John Kerry does when he becomes Secretary of State is refuse to give these people heavy weapons because he doesn't trust them? So how are you going to have negotiations if the puppeteers don't trust the puppets? How is the other side supposed to trust them as representative of any significant group of the Syrian people?
And yet these puppets, as you call them, are still getting funding. They are still getting some sort of arms to fight the government of Bashar al-Assad. That, again, takes away the incentive to come down and sit on the negotiating table. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. I think that they've conceded. I think that there was a sea change in world politics over September, over that weekend in September when the Pope held the prayer vigil and then Obama decided to go with the Putin thing and then Rouhani showed up at the United Nations and then Benjamin Netanyahu threw his hissy fit after that. So it's a situation now where they can't win. But maybe the next strategy, the fallback strategy, is just to create anarchy there so that Syria cannot pose any type of significant threat to Israel. That may be plan B.
And very quickly, if you can, do you think that would work?
No.
Okay. No. All right, that was E. Michael Jones, the editor of Culture Wars online magazine, joining us via Skype from Indiana. It's always a pleasure to have you with us here on Press TV.